Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Holiday travelers battle weather.
Big storm coming, negative degrees, 6 inches of snow, so I'm excited to get out of here.
Trump tax revelations.
In fact, the audit did not occur.
Ukraine's president goes to Washington.
He needs the support from us.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For millions of people looking to be on the move this week, there's trouble. A big storm system charging across the country from the west, featuring snow and below zero cold. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This morning, the storm that made driving dangerous in the Pacific Northwest.
Pretty icy and pretty slick. Yeah, super slick.
And canceled about 200 flights in and out of Seattle's airport Tuesday. Is just getting started. The system is now lining up to bring crippling snow and frigid temperatures to major Midwest airport hubs in Detroit, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
I really don't want to miss Christmas with my two boys and my husband.
Kelsey Hicks is trying to beat the storm that could steal Christmas. She's at a conference in Chicago and moved up her flight to Thursday morning, hoping to beat the snow and get back to her family in Arkansas.
I'm a little nervous that things aren't going to work out like I hope they would.
165 million Americans coast to coast are in the path of this blast of winter weather hitting just days before Christmas.
I'm glad I'm living today.
Dumping snow in the Midwest and will head as far south as Texas, just as an estimated 113 million are expected to travel for the holidays.
After a battle that's lasted years, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports Congress is now making public former President Trump's tax returns.
Overnight, the panel released a committee report about its probe and its initial review of the tax papers, revealing, among other things, the IRS did not do the mandatory presidential audits of Trump during his first 2 years in office and never completed any audits while he served. That's despite Trump's perennial claims he couldn't share his taxes with the public because he was under audit.
You know, I've been under audit for so many years. Every year I get audited.
According to the committee report, tax forms show that Trump's reported more losses than gains in 6 years since 2015 and paid little to no federal income taxes between 2015 and 2020. Trump's supporters in Congress call the release an abuse of power and overreach by Democrats who will be losing control of the U.S. House in less than 2 weeks.
For the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine, President Zelensky has left his country for a Washington visit. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Before leaving for the U.S., Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit Tuesday with soldiers in the frontline city of Bakhmut. Troops handed him a Ukrainian flag and alluded to it being delivered to American leaders. It's a visit that the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, says the world is watching.
He'll be telling Americans and the lawmakers why it's important for Ukraine to win.
The visit comes as lawmakers are preparing to pass a federal spending plan that includes about $40 billion in direct aid to Ukraine. Wednesday, Mr. Biden is set to unveil a plan for $2 billion more, and that he plans to provide Ukraine with training in the use of Patriot missiles.
A day after an online poll favored his ouster, Elon Musk tweeted he will resign as CEO of Twitter as soon as he can, quote, find someone foolish enough to take the job. CNET's Ian Schur with the key question.
How much power will that new CEO truly have when we consider that Elon Musk does not handle dissent very well and has shown a penchant for firing people who speak out against him and banning journalists who critically cover him?
Now to the southern border, CBS's Omar Villafranca in El Paso tells us with border policy being thrashed out in the courts, there's a new show of force.
A dramatic scene on Texas's U.S.-Mexico border. Texas National Guard troops arrived to put a razor wire fence alongside the banks of the Rio Grande.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending 400 more National Guard troops to the El Paso border in an attempt to block the flow of migrants into the U.S.
They're getting a bullhorn every once in a while and telling people, you can't be here. You being here on this side is illegal. You need to move on. And they're telling them to go to different points of entry. But what we found out, when they're going to other points of entry, Customs and Border Patrol is not letting anybody in.
His family tells CBS affiliate KDKA that Pittsburgh Steelers legend Franco Harris has died. The news 2 days before the 50th anniversary of his immaculate reception, the improbable catch and TD that beat the Raiders in the playoffs.
There's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
Franco Harris, the Hall of Famer, was 72 years old.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Tens of thousands still don't have power in the part of rural Northern California shaken by an earthquake yesterday and its aftershocks. At least two people died in what were called medical emergencies. There was damage to buildings and roads and bridges. Rick Littlefield runs a grocery store in Humboldt County.
This one had a couple of really hard jolts. And even though it was only 6.4, you know, it did quite a bit of damage. It's part of living up here, you know. This is earthquake country.
Former Fort Worth, Texas police officer Aaron Dean has been sentenced to prison for the 2019 shooting death of a black woman in her home.
The jury gave Dean 11 years, 10 months, and 12 days in prison. Dean was sent to the home of a Tatiana Jefferson after a report of an open door. He never announced he was an officer and shot Jefferson when she got a gun and looked out her bedroom window. Dean thought she was a burglar. Ashley Carr, Jefferson's sister, said Dean has robbed the family of a loved one.
I wanted to watch her grow into the successful doctor, making a difference in other people's lives. We've lost her.
Austin York for CBS News, Dallas.
Overseas, one woman in Afghanistan says, "We feel like caged birds," after the Taliban banned women from universities. It's the latest crackdown on women's rights in the country. After U.S. troops left, the Taliban promised more moderate rule in Afghanistan. The Drug Enforcement Administration says its agents this year seized enough fentanyl to kill every American. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Underscoring the deadly threat, the DEA says it has captured nearly 51 million fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl and 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. Together, the agency says this is the equivalent of more than 379 million potentially deadly doses.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A children's hospital in Tennessee, one of many dealing with the flu and RSV.
A crowded emergency room waiting area.
262?
Filled with sick children needing to be seen. The room filled with coughing, fever, and parents' fear. This is not an unusual day at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in Memphis. It's every day.
Hey, buddy.
Maverick King has RSV. He's 8 weeks old and has spent half that time in the hospital fighting for his life.
It's definitely not how I thought we'd spend his first Thanksgiving, and it's so close to Christmas.
Hospital President Michael Wiggins says it's unprecedented.
The volumes of patients that the adult hospital saw during COVID, that's what we're experiencing now.
Nurses and other staff are taking extra shifts to ensure every child gets the best care. Janet Shamley in CBS News, Memphis.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.